now I'm gonna have a weird, you know, situation where I have like my lover coming at the same time as my like husband. What do you call that? Double booking.
That is a weird. What do you call it? That sounds like the setup for a joke. What do you call it when your lover and your husband are coming by at the same time? Double booking. A fun Saturday night.
Oh my god. To be clear, that would never happen in real life.
Yeah, no. Hello everyone, and welcome to Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie. And we're here to talk about singing and dancing and Bollywood boys.
Bollywood boys who I'm assuming in both cases here have really just adorable relationships with their daughter.
That is true. That is true. Yes. Yes. I can say that. Yes. Adorable children.
Your eyes are... are betraying potentially how you feel about your movie this week, Katie.
I'm gonna be honest, guys. Baby John wasn't it.
Oh no.
But how was your film?
That I'm sad to hear that, because Terry was excellent. I mean,
that does not surprise me.
It was excellent. It was not good, you know what I mean? Like, it was very fun and silly and over the top and goofy, but it wasn't perfect.
Sure,
I had
sure.
Some thoughts about how I would have restructured it if I'd been in charge.
I get that, yeah. My problem with Baby John was the editing. It comes down to the editing.
Mm.
I think the editing was terrible.
Interesting.
Like, it was very choppy, which made it hard to follow at times. And like towards the beginning, I was like, oh, okay. I'm not sure I'm going to like the editing. And then it just... like went downhill as far as the editing goes.
I see. Okay.
I think it's like they chopped away too much of the narrative, like the storytelling aspect.
Okay.
So then it was really kind of this kind of disjointed, like cutesy father-daughter moments, humor, action, darkness stuff. It was all very choppy.
That sounds different, but in a way similar to what my like main complaint about Terry was, which is that the pacing was kind of weird, where like Terry was like a sandwich. It was, you know, present, past, present, with a little bit of moments interspersed. I feel like it would have been more effective if it had just been act one past, act two present.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really spend enough time establishing things in the present that I actually like cared about anybody in the present.
Then
I got too invested in the past, and then the ending in the present was very, very rushed. So that's kind of my overarching feeling about Terry. But what I also think is interesting, I would not describe anything about Terry as dark. Like, even there were definitely moments that were like, you know, oh, wow, that's violent. Or like, oh, that's sad. Yeah. But it was still all very like, this is happening in the middle of a movie that's largely meant to be like an action comedy.
Yeah. First of all, I was also thinking about how, you know, you're describing the structure of Terry. And I'm like, I can't even really tell you the structure of Baby John because I was so distracted by the choppy editing.
Yeah.
But yeah, another part of it was that it was trying so hard to be comedic in moments. But it was also like they're pulling like dead bodies off of tables of girls that they've stolen. And they're talking about how often women are like raped and trafficked and really horrible stuff. And then it's like in the next scene they're having like slapstick comedy.
Okay.
It was very jarring.
Yeah.
I was just confused as to what the message was.
Yeah.
Because I too thought, okay, this is just gonna be like, well, based on the movie poster, I thought it was gonna be an intense action film.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that was, you know, also like what gritty. I was expecting of Baby John, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, okay, no, we're having all the notes of, like, a funny, lighter comedy Bollywood movie, which is great. I love a lighter comedy action flick. But then it also, there were a few monologues where I was like, oh, are we trying to speak on the state of, like, women's safety in India? Because that's a very important topic.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have it all here.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a lot to integrate things like that well. And
yeah,
I wouldn't have necessarily thought that this movie was the space to do that. So I'm getting more and more excited to talk through the plots here, because it sounds like maybe there are some differences, which is
okay.
That makes it more fun for us to have done this.
Yeah.
Because there is some of what you're describing in Terry, but it's pretty brief. It's
there
just enough to, like, lend some weight to what's going on, but not enough to make you actually sit with. And I'm not saying it's not important to sit with the reality.
Right, it is.
But not when this is the movie
you've
chosen to watch.
Not in this particular movie. Yeah.
Yeah. There are other movies you can watch if you want to, like, really get deep into thinking about women's rights and safety and things like that.
Yeah, sorry. It was also just like Varun's character didn't have a ton of depth either.
Hmm.
He was either kind of bubbly, happy dad, or he was like psychotic murderer. Like, it felt like they took two different films and slapped them together.
Yeah.
And I am so confused. Like, I was honestly relieved when it was over. And I feel so horrible that this is my, like, opinion. But here we are.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that was a great transition. You talking about Varun is a great transition for me to talk about Vijay.
Great.
I told you this when we picked this movie. Like, I have seen, like, you know, movie posters with Vijay on them, and I'm like, oh, that's a guy. Like, seems like he's, you know, he's big, he's been in a lot of stuff. But I've never, like, gravitated towards any movies that he's been in, so this is my first movie I've seen him in. He's amazing. And he's, like, literally, and this is, because this used to happen to us all the time when we were starting to get into Bollywood, and I forget what they call the Tamil language film industry, but Vijay is apparently, like, the guy in the top, like, he's like one of the highest paid actors, he's been in some of the highest grossing movies, and he is just such a normal looking dude.
I love that.
But it was funny having this be the first movie I saw him in, because when you first see him, I was just sort of like, meh, okay, whatever, like, this is just, I don't, all right. And then it gets into, like, what was going on in the past, and I was like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with this guy. Like, he's so, I think he was perfect for the kind of character that you just described, which is also how we described the character in Terry, but because of the way that he performed it, it did feel very normal that he would just go from being, like, you know, laughing and kind of like he's got a glint in his eye, and then that glint turns into, like, that mischief turns into, like, actual violence. But never in a way that was like, I feel like he's a bad person or like he's a scary person. Like, just legitimately, like, I believe that you are, that you have the heart of gold that the movie wants me to believe you have. Like, and it was kind of nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's get into the plot, because the more you talk, the more I'm like, clearly some choices were made, and I want to hear more about them.
Yeah.
Terry stars, I'm just going to call him Vijay. I get the impression that that is what people call him on the internet and just in life. On IMDb, they call him Joseph Vijay, which is also what his names are in the movie, so it's a little confusing. But Vijay is Vijay and Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Samantha Ruth Prabhu as Mitra. She was excellent. She's just always a joy to watch. Mm-hmm. And then Amy Jackson played Annie, who I'm assuming is who I referred to as teacher throughout my recap, because I don't think I ever heard anybody say her
name. Okay, that works, because my teacher had two names, so...
Oh!
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird choice. I'm very confused, but okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I will go through my cast of Baby John. We obviously have Varun Dhawan, who is Baby John. I do just call him John, like, the whole way through. Okay. Sometimes I call him Satya. I don't... His name changes. He's Satya in the past, John in the present.
Yeah. I do the opposite in my recap, where I call him Vijay the whole time. Because, but he was Vijay in the past. But he, also the actor's name is Vijay, so it's
that
all
feels
just...
easier, yeah. So we have him. And then we have Kirti Suresh as Tara slash teacher.
Okay.
And then Wamika Gabi as Mira, who is the past wife.
I did want to say, because I had looked at the cast for Baby John and Kirti Suresh, did you look at her past credits?
No.
She is, among other things, she is Bougie in Kalki.
Yes! She's the little robot. Right.
Yeah, yeah. But she's, I've seen her in a bunch of things, and I really, I like her a lot.
Yeah. She was great. I liked her, too. Also, have to mention, Jackie Schroff is here.
Yeah.
So he played...
Apparently Salman Khan also shows up.
Yeah, we'll talk about him later. but yeah, Jackie Schroff plays Nanaji.
Okay.
100% Jackie Schroff was the best part of this film. 100%. He was great.
Good job, Jackie.
Yeah. Like, he was creepy and scary and unhinged, and I loved it. Yeah. Anyway, here we go. We're going to start, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. They really should have just done their opening credits and then gone into the movie, but instead it's like, credit, flash of a scene, credit, new scene, credit, new scene.
So
and
they're,
so already... Already.
They're trying to acclimate you to the bad editing from the beginning.
Yeah, because I'm like, first, it's like, oh, okay, there's, like, docks, and now it shows trucks pulling up to a warehouse, and now there's just, like, rows of women. And I was like, what is happening?
Oh, boy. Sounds like we do start in a very dark place.
Yeah, so this cargo that the trucks are transporting from the docks to a warehouse are girls. And we really don't have much time at all to sit with that before a cop car crashes through the window of this warehouse.
Oh, boy.
And that cop gets out, presumably to save all these people, only to receive a video call and see that his own daughter is being held over a river.
Oh, God.
Like,
okay.
Threateningly by bad guys. Yeah. And this cop says that he received a voice memo that told him where 40 girls were being held. And then the main bad guy here, Boss, who is, like, the littlest of the bad guys. There's, like, three different bad guys.
Okay.
But at the moment, Boss felt like he was important, and he comes back. So his name's Boss.
Great.
He gives him, gives this cop 15 days to find out who sent the voice memo, or his daughter will die.
What? Okay.
Yeah. And if you think, well, that's probably got to come back in a major way. I don't know who sent the voice memo, Kim.
Oh.
Maybe I missed it.
In all the bad editing, who can say?
But it's like, yeah, but like, who cares? I don't... Oh, God. Oh, Kim, it was... Yeah, okay.
So is this John?
No.
Who? Okay.
This is a random guy. This is a random cop.
Okay.
You think it's John.
You think it's John.
Oh, but no, it's not.
It's another cop.
It's another cop.
So, yeah, Terry starts in a completely different way. But I'm assuming that at some point, you're, whatever you talk about in Baby John is going to be how Terry starts.
Okay, so
Terry starts with beautiful, delightful father-daughter romps.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Yeah. So now... We shift gears very suddenly.
Uh-huh.
And we're told, okay, we're in Alapuzha right now. Great.
Okay.
So in Alapuzha, there's a little girl saying, baby, I'm going to be late to school. Because baby's motorcycle has broken down on the side of the road, and he has to fix it. And then a car goes by and splashes this child, Kushi, with water. And baby kicks his lungi up, which is... pretty great. I
always.
Was so here for it. I mean, that first scene, I was like, what's happening? But then you watch a man do the back kick to get the lungi up.
Yep, and the tie,
yeah, and
always.
The talk, I'm here for it.
Always good. Yeah.
Yes. And he gets on the motorcycle and they ride after the car. And there's some cool, slick motorcycle moves. And Baby's able to like head off this driver. The guy gets out and Baby asks him to apologize to his daughter. The guy does. But then Cushy calls Baby useless because she'd wanted him to fight. So is that where Terry starts?
That's where Terry starts, yeah.
And wow.
In Terry, they call each other Baby.
They do call each other Baby in this, too.
Okay, great. And I like that because, you know, I had been wondering why Baby John was called Baby John, and so I appreciated that even in Terry, that question was answered for me right out the gate.
Right. Yeah, it's like they seem to call everyone they love Baby.
Ah, interesting.
And we then get a cute montage song about, like, their father-daughter relationship. It's all adorable. He's, like, making food for her and stuff. And then Cushy starts working to set up John / Baby / Satya, whatever. He has so many names. But anyway, Cushy starts working to set up John with her teacher, Tara. Mm-hmm.
This is
and
all
then, oh yeah.
All continuing to be consistent. Did Baby John have a ponytail?
Did he have a ponytail? He had longer hair for sure.
Okay. Cause in Terry he has a ponytail and I hated it.
And but again, he didn't have a ponytail in the past, did
no,
he?
No, and it was again, it's the weirdness of like being introduced to this man and being like, this man, why am I supposed to be interested in watching this man do whatever he's doing? And then it became abundantly clear very quickly.
once the ponytail was
and he also like he was scruffy in the present, and then in the past he had like short hair and a mustache, and I was like, that is this there man's is. Look.
yes Baby John was also scruffy and he had longer hair, and the teacher does make a comment like, oh, if you were clean shaven you'd be handsome.
That comment is made in Terry, too. But I feel like Varun looks good when he's scruffy, so.
Varun looked great with the longer hair and the scruff. And he looked fantastic. I was here for it. And, like, sometimes it was pulled up, like, half back. And it was a good look. It was a good look. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
But in a bit of a sudden scene, we see Boss, the bad guy from the first scene, driving a car at night with a tied-up girl in the back.
Oh.
He stops to pee, and the girl escapes somehow. Okay. And he's like, crap! And then we're back with Baby. that scene was like 30 seconds long.
Okay.
And we're back with Baby, who is late to pick up Cushy from school. And she has a bruise on her face from a classmate who hit her. And Baby John gives her some misguided advice that leads to Cushy smacking that classmate.
Mm-hmm.
Tara, the teacher, then asks to see Cushy and Baby outside of school, and she reprimands Baby for teaching a child violence. At that moment, Boss, the bad guy, rolls up in a car and smashes into the back of Baby's van. And Cushy starts yelling at Boss and threatening to fight him, this little six-year-old girl, which is really cute. So Baby pulls her away, and he's like, okay, we're going to leave. But then Tara asks him for a ride.
So in Terry, everything is fairly similar, but it's important because he tells Nivi, is the daughter, he tells her that if someone doesn't apologize and doesn't acknowledge that they were in the wrong for doing something wrong to you, then it's acceptable to speak to them in their own language.
He also says that.
Okay.
That does come back.
It does come back. very similar to the person who they kind of almost get into a tussle with the teacher outside of school is nobody who we've seen yet. But teacher actually intervenes and does a little bit of violence. And there's a moment where, like, the guy, like, raises his hand against Nivi, and you see a hand grab it, and it's teacher's hand. And it's a good kind of, like, you know, playing with that trope moment.
I like that because that would have been nice to give some indication of what's going to come down the line, because I was totally just like, what is happening? So I don't know why they didn't stick to the script with that, but they didn't. So Tara asks Baby John to take her. Well, she doesn't ask him. She directs him to a police station. And so he's immediately, as soon as he realizes where he's driven her to, he's very nervous.
Mm.
But Tara's already getting out, and she goes to the back of Baby's van, and she reveals the runaway woman.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we get a brief flashback that shows us that Tara had seen the runaway girl during Baby's altercation with Boss, and then Tara had guided this girl to hide in Baby's van.
Interesting.
Yes. So then Tara leads the woman into the police station, and Cushy goes running in after them. And then at that moment, the cop from the beginning of the movie arrives,
okay,
asking them what the problem is. And Tara explains that the runaway girl is running from some bad guys, and so they're here to file a report against Boss.
Okay.
Baby, in the midst of this, tries to slip away with Cushy, but the cop stops him, and he's like, do I know you from somewhere? And Baby spins this whole story about how, like, oh, you couldn't possibly, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes to leave, but then the cop calls out, Satya, and Baby freezes. But the cop was just talking to a different person.
Mm-hmm.
So, haha. Tara, like, definitely witnessed all that weirdness. And then that scene's over, and it's later in the evening, and we see that cop return the runaway girl to the bad guys.
Oh.
And he tells Boss that someone has filed a complaint against him.
Okay. That's not nice for that cop to do that.
No.
That's not his job.
And I'm a little, like... You know, sure, he's like, where's my daughter? But, like, is he doing any work to find out who sent this voice memo? Who cares?
Right, and it's also, like, the voice memo thing seems weird if they could have just had him then be like, I'm giving you this girl back, will you give me my daughter back? Like,
yeah.
There could have, that sort of seems like a more high stakes kind of an exchange, why you would do that.
Yeah.
So, Terry, the reveal all happens, you know, in the same way you just described. The way that we get to the police station, everything is completely different, but it's not important.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, and now it's like a stormy night.
Uh-huh.
And Baby and Cushy are at home, and it turns out that Boss and his goons have shown up. Because they're mad about Baby making the complaint. Their boss is like, you made this complaint. And while that's all happening, we see Tara looking something up on her computer.
Mm-hmm.
And also while that's happening, the cop is with some other different bad guys.
Okay.
And I can't remember if they gave him his daughter or not. It doesn't seem important. Because then the cop shoots the bad guy he was meeting with.
Okay.
And as that guy dies, the bad guy says, like, you have no idea what Rao is capable of. Because Rao is Boss's boss.
Okay.
This is so ridiculous. And then the cop smiles and says, you don't know what John can do. So he did definitely recognize Baby John.
Ah, okay.
And he might have called him Satya. Who knows? This guy's got so many names.
What Varun Dhawan's character can do.
Yes. And as this cop says that, we see one of the guys that is beating up Baby John say that they should get Cushy. And just like that, a switch is flipped and John starts beating everyone up. And of course, it's raining. His shirt gets ripped off. Of course it does. And John then kills the head honcho, Rao.
Okay.
Because apparently Rao was there.
Oh, okay.
Just watch it. Yep. So now that guy's dead. That guy that they were like, oh, you just wait and see what he's going to do. He's dead. And then Boss, who's still there, is like, well, you just wait till Rao's boss comes after you.
It just goes all the way up and up and up until we get to God.
So,
like,
it's so bad. Well, funny you should mention that, because Nanaji calls himself God.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, great.
But yeah, John is, like, not worried at all. And also, as this all was happening, Tara came over and saw John fighting like a boss, and she was like, oh, okay. All right.
Plot is progressing similarly in Terry. There's none of this weird underworld stuff going on at this point. Like, the goons are just goons. And
okay, yeah.
They're, you know, we don't really see anything that they're doing or involved in on a larger scale. But it's the same thing, you know, like, he's like, I'm not going to fight you. And then they threaten Nivi, his daughter, and he, like, you know, gets into it. Teacher shows up and sees him. Have we established, Terry Vijay is a baker.
Okay, yes. Baby John is also a baker.
Okay. And we had also met his, I call him sidekick throughout my notes,
friend.
But we meet, yeah, he's got his co-baker.
Yes.
The other thing I was going to say is so the teacher is not a fleshed out character in any way, shape, or form in Terry. And I don't understand what the point of her was. Like, I don't understand, like, was she concerned about Nivy's safety? Because, like, maybe her dad.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense to me why she cared, why she felt the need to look into this any further.
Uh-huh.
And I also just, she really contributed nothing to the plot. So, that's, yeah.
Honestly, we'll talk more about my teacher. She's interesting.
Okay.
I feel like she also wasn't really necessary, but
yeah,
she's there. So.
She's there. So we're going to talk about her.
Make a note that, like, I have no idea what these bad guys are doing, what their aim is. Like, where are they kidnapping these women from? Where are they mm-hmm. sending them to? Anything like that. It's just never fleshed out. It was like, let's do this. Let's have them be doing this really evil thing, but not really spend any time on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird if they were trying to make a point of, like, it's bad that women get trafficked. I mean, people get trafficked, but this movie is about women getting trafficked. And, like, it's a weird addition. Nothing like that. Like, there's a bad thing that happens to a girl in this movie.
Uh-huh.
And none of this is there. None of this that you're talking about is in here.
Yeah, it's very weird. But then we shift gears. And we go to 6 years ago in Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago in Chennai, but whatever.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, five years. Anyway, yeah.
Some drunk guys have taken over a school and they won't leave, so the cops call in Satya.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes in there and starts whacking these guys with a stick as he quizzes them from the teacher's book. And it's very kind of cute and funny and quirky.
Yeah.
And he's not actually hurting them. He's just whacking them.
Yeah.
And there's also a little nod to Baidya.
Oh.
When, yeah. Satya asks a guy, what is the fastest animal? And the guy says, Baidya, wolf. And that Satya would know that better than anyone. And then he howls. And, like, Satya's unimpressed. And he whacks him. And, yeah. So I was like, that's funny.
Is the suggestion that this is the same universe as?
Like, I don't know. I'm here for that crossover. But yeah, Satya gets them all to leave the school and all the kids are cheering for him and great. And then there's like a dance number with a montage of his good deeds and great. I didn't write down any of the names of the dance numbers. None of them really stuck out to me in any meaningful way.
That's fair. This dance number is my favorite from Terry. Mm. It's called Jitu Jaladi. And it's just got a lot of bright colors. Vijay's a great dancer.
Love that.
And there's a really great sequence, like, at the end, there's, like, a full, like, minute that's just, like, a straight, like, single shot of him dancing, and then, like, all the backup dancers kind of, like, move in and out around him.
That's fun.
And it's just really cool, really well done. He's clearly very talented. I like this guy.
Good. I'll have to watch something with him in it.
Yeah.
We do meet the head honcho bad guy of the past and of this movie, maybe unrelated to Boss or Rao or whatever. His name's Nanaji, he's completely unhinged, and it's my belief that he's in charge of trafficking all these women.
Okay.
So next we see John, Satya, whatever, traveling in the car with his mom when some kids come up to the car begging, and then the man who's like in charge of these kids hits them.
Mm-hmm.
So Satya pulls over the car and goes to beat up this bad guy, and of course there's other bad guys, and he beats them all up, and then he takes them to the hospital where they're treated by a pretty doctor.
Yes.
Yes. And the doctor scolds him for hitting people and causing loss of blood and broken bones. But he explains that the bad guys were intentionally hurting children to make them beg. And then this woman goes almost immediately from hating him to loving him.
I know. How could you not? He's a handsome philanthropist who can also beat people up.
Yeah. And all these little kids come in and are like, oh my God, sir, we love you.
Thank you. Yeah. You're going to pay for our school.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
That was a good. Yeah. That happens at Baby John, too. She asks him if he's single. He is. And then she tells him to meet her after her shift.
Excellent.
Nice. And this woman introduces herself as Mira. And they spend time together, and there's a love song, and, like, montages, and whatever. And Mira meets Satya's mom, and there's a little moment where she and Satya's mom pretend to hate each other just to, like, pull a fast one on Satya, but it's fine. They actually do love each other, and yeah, everything's great.
That all pretty much exactly is what happens in Terry. There's a whole thing where they, like, go to a baby shower. I forgot the word for
there was a baby shower. Yeah,
and like none of it was plot, like my notes don't really go into detail about any of the plot throughout this sequence, but just there's a lot of notes in here about how adorable Vijay is. Like, he just, like, there's a part where they see each other and she's like, hi, and he says in a very high-pitched voice, he's like, hi. Like,
oh, they do that.
Hi.
They do that in Baby John too, but I think, again, I'm like, there's, like, human trafficking happening.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Well, and it's also, like, they clearly wanted to change the tone of this movie and make it darker and grittier and, like, really focus on the crime. Yeah. But then they just lifted all the same, like, jokes and,
right,
like, cute moments. And so I'm like, I don't know. That just doesn't, that doesn't feel like the way to adapt a movie to me.
No. No, it was not.
Did we say, so Terry is directed, written and directed by Atlee, who I saw was a producer on Baby John, oh, okay, as well. But he also, he directed Jawan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fun. Anyway, yes. So Satya is at work at the police station when a couple comes in and tells him that their daughter was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
So he immediately goes to the girls' school to investigate. He asks around. He takes the same bus that she always did home from school, and he questions the people at the bus stop that she gets off at. And then he finds a dog. Is there a dog in your movie?
They have a pet dog in
Well, they have a pet dog as well.
But oh, this dog isn't a thing.
This is weird. So Satya finds this dog that someone at the bus stop is like, oh, it always followed her around because she had, like, biscuits in her pocket. Okay. So Satya's like, great, I'm going to take the dog with me because a dog's instincts are best, like, better than a person's.
Is this more of his werewolf side coming
out? That's kind of what I thought. I don't know. I don't think so. So they go off in the car, and somehow the dog is able to pinpoint a field. The dog is like, clearly she came to this field, even though I wasn't with her when she did, and this was a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm in a car.
You have to train dogs to be able, yes, to find people. They can't just do it.
I was like, okay, did you just not want to show him do actual police work? You just wanted to try to, like, fudge this? It didn't work.
What's funny in Terry is, like, you don't... He does the police work, but then the police work is not what leads them to find the girl.
Oh.
Just some people just stumble across her in
the field.
Well,
that kind of... That feels real, though. That's real
life.
That
does feel real. It feels way more real than this whole dog thing.
Yeah, the dog thing is bonkers. I think the dog was there for, like, sympathy. I don't know. But so the dog leads Satya to this big field where he finds the girl's backpack. And then as he's looking at it, the girl limps out from the trees bordering the field.
Mm.
And as she calls out for him, the bad guys who took her, who are led by Nanaji's son, are driving away, like, on this wooded trail, and they're pouring out, like, a trail of gasoline. And then they set her on fire as they go to leave. Satya runs to save her. He's able to put the fire out, and they call an ambulance, but the girl ends up dying. Not from the burns, but from the injuries sustained from these men beforehand.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is really dark. They go into detail.
This is the darkest part of Terry, because, yeah, they find this girl. She dies in the hospital, but it is evident that she was treated very brutally and assaulted. Yeah. And she was raped. I think I'm just going to say the word. And, like, but this is the darkest thing. Yeah. And, like, this is the only moment where you actually think about anything violent happening to a woman. Like,
so that's what I don't understand, because, like, you're sitting with this heavy moment of rape, which is very hard-hitting. Like, this actually, I think, was really – it did what it set out to do, this moment. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, okay, and then we also have the human trafficking in the background, because, like, this girl wasn't being taken to be human trafficked. Like, she was just – raped and murdered.
This is also what's so weird to me, is like, why it, they could have done something really effective with connecting these stories, but they just didn't.
At least not in a way that I could comprehend.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so after going to the girl's funeral and mourning with the parents, Satya goes to Nanaji to arrest his son for the rape and murder of this girl. But the son is nowhere to be seen, and Nanaji says that he must have partied too hard and is sleeping it off somewhere for a couple of days. And Satya's, like, superior officer is also there, and he tells Satya to drop it because Nanaji is a minister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the guy's a minister, and Terry, I just call him the minister the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And later, Satya talks to his constable friend slash baker friend later on about what they can do to get justice. And this friend says that according to reports, there are 93 girls raped each day in India, but those are just the cases that are reported, and in all likelihood, the real number is higher. And the friend says that even if they were able to arrest Nanaji's son, he'd only be in jail for a few days before he'd be freed. And then Satya and his friend would both be transferred to a different office.
Mm-hmm.
But then Satya says, what if you weren't a policeman?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where I thought it was a fantasy sequence.
Ah.
There's just like kind of like fire, but like the transition of like this could be kind of a like, oh, I'm dreaming.
Hmm.
We see Satya has Nanaji's son, and he like tortures him and he sets him on fire. And so I thought, okay, he's just imagining this. But no, somehow he did track down, like in reality, he tracked down Nanaji's son, but we didn't see how he did it or when he did it. I did not realize. I was still on like the, wow, this is a long fantasy up until like Nanaji comes to the scene of the crime and he hears that his son and his son's friends were tortured for multiple days and then had their private parts cut off only to be set on fire while alive, but their faces protected so that they could be identified.
Mm.
And as there's like a police official describing all of this to Nanaji, I'm like, well, is this really the best like bedside?
The best moment, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. And that official calls it psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
Like, wow, the person who did this, ooh. And Satya is standing right there and he's like, wow. And when Nanaji asks Satya to tell him when he knows who did this, Satya basically just straight up is like, it was me. I did.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is all very similar to what happens in Terry. They're on a bridge when Sidekick does the whole spiel about, you know, everything, and then is like, well, what would you do if you weren't a cop? And he's like, I would hang him from this very bridge. And then the camera kind of like pans out and you see that the son is like dangling, already dead, from the bridge.
Okay.
And it's incredibly sudden.
Yeah.
The fantasy sequence thing, like that confusion wasn't there. But every other confusion that you're talking about of like, how did he find him?
Yeah.
What has happened was all there. But I think just because of the tone of the movie, because I knew I was here for just a kind of like a goofy action romp.
Right.
You know, like that this wasn't meant to be like a serious movie. I was just like, okay, Vijay killed
that
guy.
You'll go along with it. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it feels like some of these things that they kept the same just land very differently when you've shifted the tone of your movie so differently.
I was very confused. Yeah. Back in the present, we see Baby John clean up from the fight with the bad guys, and his constable friend slash baker friend helps him throw the bodies into the river. But wait, they realize one body is missing. And then we get another sudden like shift. And we see that the guy missing is Boss because he's tied up in the back of Tara's car.
Okay.
And then we get a flashback of her in, like, police boot camp climbing the wall. And people are chanting, like, Adhira, Adhira. And then we just get this weird short montage where I guess she's only posing as a teacher to get closer to Rao's children. You know, the second boss that died?
Yeah, who's already been taken care of.
Yes. So she, I guess the kids were in her classroom. So she was able to put like listening devices in their backpacks.
Okay.
So that she could learn about Rao's plans. because I guess she had like a revenge plot going, but it we never really learn why.
This is an extremely elaborate and sounds extremely poorly executed backstory to just thrust upon this woman.
Yeah, and when I tell you this is in like 4 or 5 scenes, I was like, what?
What am I watching?
So I'm like, okay, that's not her name, but I'm going to keep calling her Tara.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah, but then Tara hands Boss over to the cops, which again, it'd be kind of makes sense if she was an undercover cop.
Right, yeah.
But she doesn't appear to be. She doesn't have a boss or anything. There's no one guiding her actions.
She's just going rogue and bugging children.
Yeah. And then the fact that she handed the guy over to the cops angers Baby John and his friend because they're like, we would rather see these bad guys be dead than in the hands of, like, the corrupt cops.
Uh-huh.
And then we go back to the past. Because, whatever, that'll come back, I guess. and we see that Mira is introducing Satya to her father at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm warning you, he doesn't like police because, like, violence and stuff.
Sure.
And Satya is able to work with that and win over her entire family. And everyone's really happy. But then a car of bad guys drives straight into the restaurant for seemingly, like, no purpose other than just, like, shooting up the place.
So these guys aren't linked
No, not that I could tell.
Because in Terry, they're the minister's guys. So it's, like, it's immediately clear. It's like, they're
coming after him.
Yeah.
No, they seem to just be opening fire at everyone.
Uh-huh.
Again, I could have missed something. I could have missed something. But I would argue the editing should have been better.
Yeah.
Satya single-handedly fights them off. And Mira and her family watch the whole thing. And her dad is like, nope, you should not be with this man.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Nanaji is mourning his dead son. He's at the funeral. And Satya shows up and announces that he's here to arrest Nanaji because someone has filed a complaint against him. And there's, like, this whole story where Nanaji had, like, a barber, and Nanaji had the barber's daughter, like, trafficked or raped or something. And obviously the barber was very upset by that.
Yeah.
And so that's what Satya is able to use to imprison Nanaji.
This is all really stupid.
Yeah. So Nanaji gets thrown in prison. And he hangs out in there for a while. Like, his lawyers try to come and bail him out. And he's like, no.
He wants to be in prison.
He wants to be in prison. But if you think it's for some good reason where he can, like, scrounge up a good team of bad guys, no.
Or just get really jacked, like in Malang.
No. Although, sidebar, Jackie Schroff looks great. He's shirtless in, like, this entire movie. And I'm just saying his muscle tone for his age is very impressive. And, like, yeah. I assume it would be if your son was Tiger Schroff. Like, you're probably working out with him. But, like, good for him. I bet his bone density is in great shape.
Yeah, good for you, Jackie.
Yeah. Satya tries to talk to Mira about what happened at the restaurant because she's really upset. And they have some back and forth where she wants him to quit the police force, but he refuses. And then she's like, okay, I'll marry you anyway. So
yeah,
that wasn't much of an issue.
Yeah.
And then there's a love song and there's a lot of horses.
Ooh, horses.
Yeah. Do you have horses?
I don't think there were horses in mine.
There were so many horses. Like, you could not miss them.
I'm like, were there horses? I didn't rewatch this one because I was like, it's just love. I mean, it's nice, but
it's just love. Who cares about love? Am I right?
You know, it's like once was enough to see the progression.
There's
of
been like it was three very love songs. Sweet,
but yeah, a lot of love.
And we see Satya and Mira get married. And we see them find out they're pregnant and Cushy is born and it's all really great.
Yay.
And then Mira is telling Satya about her dream that one day they'll live in a small village and they'll have a dog and he'll work a job that allows him to spend most of his time with her. Mind you, at this moment, I was like, girl, you are a, like, doctor.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be in a job that keeps you away from him.
Yeah, I guess she's just not anymore.
Right?
Which is fine.
But specifically for me, too, when we're talking about, like, we seem to be talking about topics that are, like, disempowering women
yeah.
and taking away their agency and like making it so their bodies aren't even their own, to then have this woman who's supposedly in like a loving relationship with a man she chose, who also maybe gave up her career she'd worked really hard for, and it's not yeah. explored at all.
No, right.
Is yeah. wild.
It is. That's such a, that's an excellent point.
Yeah. Like, were there any women involved in the writing or producing of this adaptation?
I am certain there were not. And I can't imagine there were many women involved in the development of Terry either, but it kind of just, it sort of just rolls, right? Because, yeah. like, they're not right. trying to make a point.
It's, again, exactly. It's like, I'm not going to fault you for not being something that you're not.
Yeah.
But if you are kind of trying to maybe get credit for calling attention to something, which it kind of seems to me like you are.
Yeah.
Then you need to do it well.
Yeah.
But anyway, in this moment, it's very sweet. They're being very loving. And then very, very suddenly, Mira is shot and killed as Nanji yeah. and his goons. They didn't even break into the house. They're just, like, standing in the living room.
They're just like, there. So Nanji's not in prison anymore.
No, he got out of prison. Like, I guess he served his time.
Okay.
He got out of jail for 3 years. Oh,
yeah,
because
I guess it's
been,
like, a year. Because, yeah, okay.
He was in jail for 3 years, and he's like, and then I got out. And now I just walked into your house, I guess, without you noticing, very quietly, and just shot your wife from your living yeah. room. We're standing 10 feet away from
We're
you.
We're just right there. Yeah. I was really struck by this moment in Terry is silent. There's no music or anything. And so it's just, like, gunshot. Dead. Mm-hmm. And it was like, whoa, it was very impactful.
Yeah, because this was definitely sudden, but it wasn't, I don't think it had that gravitas to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, the bad guys shoot Satya multiple times, and then they go and kill his mother, who's giving Cushy a bath, and then they try to like set the baby up to drown, and then Nanaji's goons pour gasoline everywhere, and they rig the house to blow up using the microwave, mm-hmm. and then they leave everyone for dead. But it turns out Mira's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So she hears Cushy crying over the baby monitor, and she's able to save her from the bathtub. She brings Cushy to Satya and makes him promise that he'll leave the police force after this and never let anything bad happen to Cushy. He promises, and then as he drives away, the house explodes behind him.
Yeah.
So I was glad he got to say goodbye to Mira.
But it's also like, this isn't the first time we've seen women who, like, don't seem like they're as close to death as they apparently yeah. are.
And then yet can't make it that final, like...
That last little push to, like, get out.
Get out? Yeah. Because yeah. I think it would have been better if they'd all escaped, but then she died on the way to the hospital, or...
Yeah, yeah, I agree. But they really wanted it to be, like, this very dramatic, like, she yeah. gives this final speech and dies in his arms. And
also, because did you have the whole thing? Because she had, before she got shot, she was asking him, like, what kind of wife she is or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and he
yeah.
says, you've been like a mother to me.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, that's immediately like, that's why she died.
I was like, oh god, no, what have I done? Who have I married? Okay, here's the thing. This is a sentiment I have heard in South Asian movies before, and
yeah.
I like to think that it's not intended to mean the way that I feel like we hear that. As...
Right, there is probably a cultural, like,
yeah.
translation thing happening here, yeah.
But all I think of is, like, women who have to raise their husbands, who have never been
yeah.
taught to, like, take care of themselves or do domestic labor of any kind.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Right.
It's so bad.
Right. I feel like they're probably thinking of it more as, like, you've shown me, like, the love of a mother, like, the
yes.
unconditional
Like, the devotion.
Support.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, we just have this cultural association with that term where it's just like, oh, God. Like,
yeah, no.
I don't want to be doing everything for you. I don't
no.
want to be taking care of you in that way.
Like, I'm not your mom.
Like, I'm not your mom.
And your
we're
mom
equals.
Shouldn't have to do that
yeah.
now either.
Right, exactly.
When you're a
it's like
kid.
If you're a grown man, your mom shouldn't be doing the stuff that would make her your mom in that way.
Yeah, no, you take
I
care
mean, she
of
should
yourself.
Still love you and stuff, but like.
Right. Yeah. We take care
yeah.
of each other. We both, you know, it's like that's, it's, you,
exactly.
you support one another. And yeah. It
yeah.
just, it's not.
Because, like, yeah. I would never call my partner, like, my father.
No, that's so creepy. That's so horrible. Creepy. If you did that, I would have to have such a serious conversation with you.
Therapy. Yeah.
So much therapy.
And now we're back to the present. And John's friend has told the whole story to Tara. So she's in the know now. And she agrees to help however she can. But somehow she does not share her backstory. So we don't know. Meanwhile, Baby John drops Cushy off at the bus stop to go to school. And as the bus drives away, Baby John gets a video call from Nanaji.
He's back.
Is back. Because he was in prison again for, like, killing Satya and his family and stuff. Because he was like, I want to go back to prison. I don't know why he wanted to go back to
prison. He loves prison.
Yeah. But now he's, like, in prison and he started, like, a riot and, like, a fire. And he's like, hey, I'm coming to get you. Like, okay. So Baby John turns just in time to see Cushy's school bus hit a slick patch that was presumably placed there by Nanaji's guys. And this bus runs through the barricade on a bridge and, like, goes into the water.
Yes.
So Baby John dives in after it. He's able to save, like, all of the kids. We're good. But it was definitely stressful there for a moment.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Baby John's like, Nanaji. He knows it was him.
Yeah. This is all very similar to how it happens in Terry, except that I'm pretty sure. So, like, the goons who he meets at, like, with the teacher at the start of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And who he then beats up, like, right before we go into the flashback. I'm pretty sure that they are the ones who somehow are connected to the minister. And so they, like, find out who he is and tell the minister. And then the minister calls and is like, I'm coming to get you. But this moment was great because this was the first time that we see past Vijay showing up in the present. Like, he almost, like, a switch has flipped and he's like, he, like, kind of laughs the way that he did in a, like, slightly evil but also very, like, charming way. And it's just like, okay, you're back, you're here, you've arrived.
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely the catalyst for Satya emerging again as well, but, like, not, it didn't feel that clear cut necessarily.
Yeah.
And then we see a scene with a police officer being cruel to a woman who's looking for her missing daughter. But this guy hits the woman and tells her that her daughter is dead. Even though he doesn't know that, he just doesn't want to look for her.
God.
So she leaves the police station and says that these sinners will be punished. And sure enough, Tara and Baby John show up in, like, this kind of ghost-like way. So it almost then becomes kind of like a horror-y. They end up terrorizing this policeman, and then Satya kills him.
Similar in Terry, teacher's not here. She's
so why does did they have movie. That? So it makes me think that when they were like, okay, we're making this movie, let's make the teacher a little, like, let's give her a reason to be there.
Yeah.
But let's only spend 5 minutes on that.
Right, yeah. We don't need to flesh out the reason, but we could just throw it in there real quick.
Yeah. And then the next day, other policemen show up to this crime scene, and someone suggests that Satya is back, but the head policeman is like, no, that's impossible. And yet, like, all the civilians around start talking about, like, the ghost of Satya, because he's going around stopping crime and punishing bad guys, and he manages to bring down Nanaji's whole criminal empire.
Yeah.
This, in what felt like a few montage scenes.
Yeah, here's where the pacing thing, too, for Terry. I was like, we only have 30 minutes left, and we're just now getting to, like, the revenge plot. I was like, this is what the whole second half should have been.
Uh-huh. But now Nanaji's, like, out of prison.
He's just constantly in and out of prison, this guy.
Yeah, and it's never clear. Like, he doesn't break out. You never really see him being released. He's just like... Oh, you're like, oh, he's physically not in prison anymore, so I guess something happened.
Oh, that's very silly.
I guess this Nanaji's brother does some despicable stuff, like some laborers die at a work site, and he tries to, like, pay people off to forget about it. And he's also in charge of more human trafficking, like...
Because everyone, all the bad guys, is. That's their side hustle, is human trafficking.
Yeah, and, like... It's not a surprise then, because of the human trafficking, that Satya, like, shows up and starts beating him up. And then the brother calls Nanaji to warn him to run because Satya is definitely back, but then Satya kills him.
I just think it's so weird that they have this through line of the human trafficking, and yet it's not really a through line.
Like, no, they just throw it in.
Yeah, like, why wasn't that just the whole thing, the only crimes that are happening are just related to the human trafficking, and that's what John slash whatever Satya is, like, doing, like, what he's working towards. It's just so weird that they kept coming back to Terry, where, like, the crimes are different. It's so weird.
Yeah, well, because then, like, the crooked cops who are on the take for Nanaji are like, they have a shipment coming in, which I took to mean, like, okay, more human trafficking.
Yeah.
So they were like, so we have to make sure we get Satya so that that shipment's not messed up. So these crooked cops manage to track down where, like, Satya's crew is hiding. Obviously, Satya's not there, but Tara and the best friend fight them. Unfortunately, Satya's friend dies in the fight, and then the bad guys... Yeah. And that was also very unclear, too. Like, he could be alive. But it seemed like he died, but then he was like, I'm not dead. And then you see his hand...
I am not dead yet.
His bloody hand slipped down the wall, and then someone grabs Cushy from, like, where she's hiding under a bed. And I'm like, okay, so he's probably dead.
Yeah, sounds pretty dead.
Anyway, yeah, the bad guys take Cushy to hold hostage, and then they also take Tara, presumably, to be trafficked.
Okay.
But Nanaji then calls Satya and tells him to come to the docks, and when Satya arrives, Nanaji makes him physically beg for his daughter to be returned to him, but then the goons haul Satya into the air with a chain upside down, and they just start beating him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, meanwhile, in one of the shipping containers, this 6-year-old girl is the one to comfort all of the crying girls around her.
Okay.
Yep. She's like, we're stronger together. And no one really does anything with that. And so she just starts ramming her elbow into the side of the shipping container, like, repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And then Tara also happens to be in this shipping container. And so she joins Cushy in, like, throwing her body against the side of the shipping container. And eventually the other girls join in and they're able to topple it.
Okay.
Kim, things are about to get, like, so unhinged. You're not even ready. Also happens in Terry. But you don't have any of the shipping container stuff, right?
No. I didn't realize we had any hinges left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I guess that the toppling of the shipping container, like, reinvigorates Satya.
Okay.
Who gets free of the chain. I don't really remember how. And he fights all the bad guys around him. And he gets a gun and he starts shooting everyone. It's very epic. And then Satya ends up fighting Nanaji, like, mano a mano, man to man. you and me and my gods. Oh, so good. Everyone watch Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah, it's way better than Baby John.
It really is, yeah. But then, like, more goons come and they save Nanaji. And so I was like, oh, this is the final boss fight. And apparently it wasn't. And so, like, Satya runs away and he jumps onto, like, a shipping container that's currently dangling from, like, a crane.
Okay.
And he slips inside to avoid all the goons.
Okay.
So, okay. This, you're not ready. I wasn't ready.
Before we go into the unhinged ending of Baby John, I would just like to tell you the ending of Terry.
No, that sounds great. Yeah,
because we're already there in Terry, pretty much.
Okay.
So yeah, the J gets taken by the minister very quickly. It's not really clear what happens. The sidekick also gets taken, so it's like, okay, the sidekick, like, gave him away or something. But the sidekick lives, and then Vijay is chained to a chair, and the minister comes in and is like, I've got you right where I want you. And and I keep wanting to call him Terry, but that's not his name. Vijay is like, no, I've got you right where I want you. And then he starts beating everybody up while he's chained to a chair, and it's great.
Oh, cool. Yes. I like a chair fight.
Yes, and then he gets free of the chair, and he continues beating people up. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe we do get to because the boss fight happens in all of this. So maybe I'll let you continue on in case there are some overlaps in content.
I mean, I don't think this next bit will overlap, but let's go. So, yeah, Satya's in this shipping container being suspended in the air, and all of the goons just all around the shipping container open fire with their, like, automatic weapons.
Okay.
So you see all of these bullets going through this shipping container. Holes everywhere. Like, literally, I was like, there is... You'd be dead.
He'd be so dead.
Unless you were lying, like, maybe straight on your stomach on the floor.
And even but then, you'd think
they're probably shooting up from behind you. Yeah. So who knows? So someone ends up shooting, like, the chain that's holding this shipping container suspended. It crashes to the ground. The doors fly open. And then we see Satya on top of a horse. There was a horse in the shipping container. I was like, that thing would be dead. Like, if only, like, okay, lack of air, for one. But also, bullets. Horses are big. And there were, you purposely showed us bullets, like, going into the container.
That
so many of them.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. And so he has a horse now. He wheels it around and uses it to help him kill all the goons. There's some, like, bonkers horse CGI.
Why?
I don't know. But so, yeah, Satya does that. He rides up to Nanaji, and then there's this scene where the horse rears up, and you see, like, the shadow of the horse rearing, falling over, like, Nanaji. And then we cut away.
Okay.
And it's just Satya, like, climbing up to the shipping container that had toppled. So I was like, I guess he used the horse to stomp Nanaji. Like, I guess Nanaji's mostly dead now.
Mostly dead.
He's mostly dead. I say mostly dead because he does come back.
Okay. he is slightly alive.
Yes. Mostly dead means slightly alive. And then, Satya goes and frees all the girls from the shipping container. And then as he carries Kushi to freedom, she says she wants to speak to Nanaji,
mm-hmm.
who, yeah, is still alive. He's, like, climbed up into his chair. Kushi tells him that she understands that he killed her mother, but that he shouldn't be scared because if he says he's sorry, she's sure her father will forgive him. And Nanaji refuses, and Satya tells him that, like, a lot of stuff. He has a whole speech, but I was like, mm-hmm. I don't remember. And then he ends with Nanaji is the one responsible for his son's death because he didn't raise him right.
Yeah.
Whereas Satya raised a daughter who would offer forgiveness to her mother's killer.
Yeah.
And Nanaji then tells Satya to kill him because if he doesn't, he'll come after him. But Satya doesn't kill him. And instead, we see all the girls that he freed, like, charge at Nanaji.
Okay. So they may have killed him, but we don't see
we
him
don't
die.
Know. Yes.
Okay. He might come back.
Right. I'm also like, they've been through a lot of trauma. Maybe, like, don't make them be responsible for killing someone. Like, maybe just take them to safety.
And that's give them a nice warm meal and clean
you
clothes.
You kill people all the time and it's fine.
You're really used to the killing of people.
Yeah,
I stopped myself because I remembered that you had said that came back in Baby John 2. So, like, that conversation with Nivy, the daughter, happens before he has the chair fight. And then after the chair fight, he's like, I'm a good dad, you're a bad dad. And all the crimes of the world are because of bad dads, which is not entirely true, but there's some truth to that.
Definitely contributing factor.
Yeah, parental upbringing.
Yeah, and then does he kill the minister?
Yes, he is dead. And he kills him in the same way as he's killed multiple people where they're, like, hanging from the ceiling. Not, like, hanging, like, from their necks, they're hanging from their feet, but they're, like, dead hanging.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have one more scene.
Yeah.
Okay, you do too.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you also get the message dedicated to all fathers?
No. God.
It kind of made me throw up a little. Because I was like, here we have this movie that is like used violence against women as like shock factor and plot. And then at the end, we're saying dedicated to all fathers.
Yeah.
It felt a little tone deaf.
Well, I agree. And it's also just like, at points seemed like you were trying to say that this movie is about, like, being against violence towards women. Yeah. So, like, maybe the movie could have been dedicated to, like, all the victims of, you know, or, like...
You would have expected, like, a message being, like, all the survivors out there. With the stats of... Yeah, but...
Yeah. But no. That is... That's... It's just weird. This whole movie is weird, and it's, like, why not... If you were trying to make that, like, part of the emotional core of the movie, why did you then just bring it back to the father thing? Again, it's like they didn't want to stray too far from Terry, but they strayed right. so far from it in so many ways that when they came back to it, it didn't make any sense anymore, yeah. is what I'm hearing.
It, yeah, I think so. So anyway, that happened. But then, yeah, there's this final scene where we see, like, Satya and Tara get captured by some bad guys on a big ship in the middle of the ocean. Oh, this is not your final scene?
No.
Yeah, and then, like, the bad guys are like, there's one more member of the team, and they bring in a hooded man, and honestly by this point I was like, is this movie over? I don't care. And they start punching the hooded guy, and then he fights back, and he's like epic, and he's knocking people out even though he has a hood on, and it's like, whoa. And then I was like, oh, it's Salman Khan.
Why? What? I forgot about why.
Playing Bijan. I don't know who that is. Like, I don't know if that character is someone we're supposed to know.
Yeah.
Or what. But then he and Baby John start fighting together. And they do this whole thing where, like, they maybe tease that there will be a sequel with both of them. Like,
okay.
I was just, like, really confused, and then I was like, oh, thank God, it's over.
So, I get, is Bijan maybe, like, another, is he, like, from another movie that they're like, oh, this is the same?
I don't know. I'm gonna Google it. Oh, he was in a 2023 movie. Okay. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Well, I don't know if someone's trying to make a new cinematic universe. It's not working.
I guess so. Yeah, no, bad choice of place to start. So... The way that Terry ends is we see that the sidekick, the teacher, Vijay, and Nivi are all, like, living together in a secluded village. And so, like, Vijay, like, rides home. He's giving Nivi a ride home from school. And it's an older Nivi who's actually, and actually the actor playing older Nivi in this scene is Vijay's actual daughter, which is cute.
That is cute.
And then he gets a package, and the package has, like, pictures in it, and he tells Nivi, he's like, I've got to go. I'm going to be gone for, like, 10 days. And she's like, yeah, you are. So basically, like, you know, he's continuing to do his sort of, like, ghostly right. hijinks of, like,
crime
solving.
But is still a family man.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. He manages, yeah, he finds the balance. And there are also outtakes over the bloopers, which is...
Oh, that's cute.
Outtakes over the bloopers. Outtakes yeah. over the credits, which is always fun. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Terry.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously focused on how wild Baby John was in this recap. Terry is, like, it is not a very well-crafted movie, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining yeah. and, like... none of the criticism goes as
right.
deep as we went with Baby John.
Yeah.
I'm, like, looking through my notes, because I had, like, some sort of final thoughts about Terry, but they're all so irrelevant.
I know. I feel like I am talked out of Baby John. I yeah. feel like I've said my piece. I've made it known.
I think, you know, the only final thought that I think is worth sharing is... I appreciate that at least Baby John made an effort to make a somewhat different movie. Even though it was
yeah.
a bad choice and it was not a good movie, at
they
least
clearly
it wasn't
did something.
Yeah, and I was thinking about the other movies we've done this with, and, like, when we did Totem and Gumra, that was a really good, like, they did different things in different ways that worked well.
Yeah.
But then, like, Okay Khanmani and Okay Janu, shot for shot remake.
Yeah.
And it seemed like Jerseys, the two Jerseys right. were also just, like, the same movie. So
it's like, what are we doing?
I still think I appreciate when someone puts in the effort to do something a little bit different.
I do, yeah, even yeah. if it doesn't quite work.
Yeah. And it also feels like Baby John feels like an example of the kind of thing, like, I was thinking about this and talking about it when we watched the Roshans, but, like, just the type of bad movies that are being made in Bollywood right now that are, like, so poorly crafted, and they put all the money into, like, the actors and the CGI.
Right, because they feel like that's all they need to do.
Yeah, and Terry was also, like, kind of a, like, all-style, no-substance movie, but, like, it was still enjoyable.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just seems like Baby John was a huge misfire.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, Bollywood Star Watch.
I was moved to see Deepika do a post celebrating 10 years with the Live, Love, Laugh Foundation.
Oh.
Which is the organization that she founded to spread awareness of mental health and destigmatization around mental health and healthcare.
Oh, I wasn't aware that she had that.
Yeah, it's like that's I had heard it referenced before, but I had never really like focused in on it. But yeah, it's this whole foundation that she's a huge part of. The organization's webpage says Live, Love, Laugh has been at the forefront of India's transformative mental health movement, committed to raising awareness, breaking stigma, and ensuring access to support for those in need.
God, just another reason she's amazing.
I know, yeah. And she posted, I guess there was like an interview that she did where she got very candid about her mental health 10 years ago. And that was what kind of like ended up being the catalyst for this. And yeah, it was, again, like you said, it was just another reason to add to the ever-growing list of ways that she's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. I love her so much. So yeah, pluggables.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood on Instagram. Do what you do. And also consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. You could even leave a rating or review.
Yeah.
But whatever you choose to do or not do, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. And join us on YouTube and Spotify as well for our Bollywood Bangers playlists, which we link in our episode descriptions as well as in our Instagram posts. And that's where you can hear all the songs we've loved over the years as we've watched all these amazing movies and some of these not so great movies.
Yeah, that's true. There's a mix.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. And now our next film.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming out like 2 days after my birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, so technically it's my birthday film. Y'all, Highway still is not available to stream anywhere with English subtitles.
Yeah, we're still holding out hope.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
But anyway, so instead of Highway, we will be watching Chopsticks.
Yeah, a completely different movie, but also
very
great.
Very different vibe. Yes, but I love Abe Diol in this movie almost as much as I love Ron D. Puda in Highway. Very High different praise. Characters.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. Chopsticks is like fairly short.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like feel good, kind of silly. Also kind of feels like there's like a slow burn romance.
Right. Yeah. That like never fully comes to fruition, but it's there, and you know
it's there. There's vibes. Yeah,
there's vibes.
There's rain and a white shirt.
Always excellent. I haven't seen this movie in years. Like, I don't think I've seen it since, I don't even remember if we watched it together when we watched
it. I think we did watch it together at one point.
Okay. But it's been a long time, and so I'm very excited to watch it again for the first time in so long.
And I watched it within the last 2 years, because I was looking just for like a good film to watch on a plane, and I watched it and I was like, yeah, still good. Still really enjoy it.
So on IMDb, the plot description is: a gifted but insecure woman is in for a transformative experience when she enlists an enigmatic con to help recover her stolen car from a Mumbai thug.
That does sum it up. And it turns out that the synopsis on Netflix is the same as your synopsis.
Huh, great. But yeah, looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm really excited. So, until next time, remember, Bollywood doesn't need us.
No.
But we need Bollywood.
And in some cases, we need Tamil language movies more than we need Bollywood.
Yes, in multiple cases that we've discussed that on this podcast.
That we've experienced, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that's just the way it goes sometimes.
It is. I'm going to be honest, didn't need Baby John.
No, I don't think, it doesn't sound like any of us did.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.